Yeah, I was. This is a continuation of dictation which I was doing for comprehensive counseling. I am Dr. Rastogi, and date of solution was 4/11/2022. Next patient is Shalya, Shalya, Shalya James, Shalya James, James. Her telephone number is 586-354-8053. Date of birth is 6/11/1989. Date of evolution is 4/11/2022. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective and objective data. Shalya described that she has been undergoing a lot of stress and adjustment after being divorced from her husband to take care of her kids, work, and also her mother. But she claimed that she's a strong woman and she liked to work on it. I appreciate her positivity and working on her issues and the problem. She describes she does not need any therapy. She is her own therapist. Patient has been in treatment for attention deficit disorder and has been doing very well on Adderall, 30 milligrams in the morning. She is working in a lawyer office. She was alert, oriented, coherent. Her mood was present, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. There was no irritability, agitation. Judgment size seems to be okay. She claimed medication has been doing a lot of good work to focus and organize her school or work. She worked from 8 to 3:30 and often she has to pick up her kids from the school. Yet, assessment, attention deficit disorder, making positive improvement, adjustment difficulty due to family issues. Plan continued Adderall, 30 milligram daily, 30 days medications was ordered. Prognosis were regarded and application. Next question on Gary Kolkowski, GARYKOLAKOWSKI. His date of birth is 10/23/1965. Date of service is 4/11/2022. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective and objective data. Gary described that he was recently in emergency room due to left side chest pain. He was given a complete workup and they did not find any problems. He is still having problem from the physician office of DMC. He is a cardiologist and also getting pain therapist, but he claimed that he does not get any proper care. He has to see his primary care physician within 2 weeks. And he's calling the physician office. Nobody is responding yet. He was also reported that he has lesion in his esophagus, and for that he need to be on treatment and see his PCP. He claimed that he already having a lot of difficulties of dysautonomia, hypotension. He was going to see a neurologist for other problems, still on a spinal stimulator, having a disc problem. Yet he claimed that he, without Wellbutrin, he cannot able to focus, but he's taking his medications and try to control his symptoms and problems. He was looking forward to get a second opinion from the other physician in the Hanifor hospital, but he claimed that he is still not able to decide yet due to the billing issue in DMC. Patient was in a good mood, pleasant affect, described that he's doing good, sleeping good, eating good, but sometimes he tried to maintain himself and not to break down. Judgment size seemed to be improved. Patient was providing support and also understand his situation and also counsel in a positive way, to which is agreed. Yet assessment, major depressive disorder, dysautonomia, back pain, on a spinal cord stimulator, spinal stenosis. Plan continue with the Wellbutrin XL 150 milligram daily. 30 day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect was explained. Patient was very happy with the care. End of dictation. the solution on NANUCCI. NANUCCI, her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Telephone number is 411/2022, subject to Azure. Anna was seen by a doxy. She has consented for a telehealth appointment. She described this, she is feeling better, but off and on she gets a period of anxiety. I further discuss that anxiety will always be there. It is not going to go away due to several psychosocial factors, personal factors, several medical issues, to which she agreed. I further discuss that she should work on her issues by having a deep breathing exercise, do meditations, go for a walk. Since Celexa has been working, I would rather continue with the same medications before adding any other medications. She like that syrup, she does not like syrup quite, and would like to cut into half. I further explain it is a long acting syrup quite. If she cannot cut it, if she want, I can give her 25 milligram daily. I further explain her this year already, I have already reduced her syrup coil from 75 to only 50 milligram daily. Appeared to which she agreed. She was cooperative, not as symptomatic or not as complaining as it was in the past. She also on lamotrigine 200 milligram daily. She claimed that she does not have any melatonin, and melatonin over the counter has not been working. So I recommended maybe I will write a prescription for melatonin. 10 milligrams at bedtime, but she should try 5 milligrams. It is worse than she does not have to take 10 milligrams, to which she agreed. Patient was cooperative, appropriate, attentive. There was no irritability and agitation. Judgment sight is improving. Yet she does not want a prescription for ACEPs as she has substance supply of the medication. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, hypertension, back pain, hypothyroidism, anemia, history of recurrent UTI. Plan continue with Celexa 20 milligram daily, syrup coil XR 50 milligram at bedtime, half an hour before meal or an hour after meal, lamotrigine 200 milligram at bedtime, melatonin 10 milligram at bedtime. 30 days supply was ordered. Follow up panel was given in 2 weeks as per request. Prognosis graded. Next solution is Catherine Stone Cipher, CATHERINE. Stone Cipher, STONECIPHER. Her date of birth is 3/1/1990. Date of service is 4/11/2022. Subjective and adjective. Catherine is a 32-year-old Caucasian female, seen via doctor. She has consented for treatment and described that last time her Ritalin was not filled and pharmacy has requested to take Adderall. As insurance company has approved, she claimed that she was on Adderall in the past. I further explained that she like I can switch over. There's not a problem if she has already been tried on, to which she agreed. She denies any depression, sadness. She's taking all her medications, compliance with them. Do denies any use of drugs or alcohol. She was alert oriented, her pleasant, cooperative, no social thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination or delusion. Denies any side effect of the medication. She claimed medication has been working good and she like to continue with the same medication. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, attention deficit disorder. Plan change to Adderall 10 milligram in the morning. 30 days was ordered. Zyprexa 10 milligram morning. Lamictal 100 milligram daily. 30 days supply was ordered. Allopurinol was given 30 days. Risk benefit side effect explained. Patient has verbally provided verbal consent for the change in the medication and compliance with the treatment. This is the end of dictation. Then with Dr. Stobi, prognosis guarded. So all together for today and tomorrow, I have a 16 patients which I have dictated. And I know, thank you for completing this transcription and just fax it to my home fax. Home office number is 248-828-9712. Thank you. Bye-bye.